games.
SIU baseball coach Ken Henderson joined me in the studio. First off, it's good to see you again, man.
You
I
too,
never
Tom,
get to see you enough.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys do for us.
And last time I'm on the hill looking down, I can't see you down in the dugout.
So I try to hide in that dugout sometimes.
You know, yesterday morning we were talking about Gale Sayers, his family coming out and saying he has dementia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was saying, look, this is a guy, you know, who was the AD at SIU.
Yes.
It sometimes I think the closer you are to it, the less appreciation you have for it. You know, SIU has an incredible history. I mean, two of the best days I've ever had. One was on the baseball field with your predecessor.
Sure.
And Jerry, Johnny, sitting in the outfield watching the plays. Best day ever. Jim Hart walking around
Absolutely.
The track. Now, the entire time was he was complaining about the job the construction crew had done on the track. But you get F. Buckminster Fuller, all these incredible – SIU has an incredible history. Sure. And when it comes to sports, some of the people have come through this program literally legendary.
Absolutely. And you mentioned a guy like Jim Hart. I got the opportunity to work for Jim. And I think about that and how big he was in the world of professional football. And
well, here's
he
a
was
guy.
Our athletic director.
Yeah.
And then you look at guys that have were here and have left and, you know, coaches and that have coached in the NFL and you know, what other guys, you know, you mentioned Bruce Weber earlier and, you know, watching those guys and Matt Painter in the NCAA tournament and realize that those guys were Salukis.
Well, and it gives you, I think, an idea where you are in the world.
Well.
I mean, I'm working on one of the oldest radio stations in the country and started on the seventh oldest radio station in the country. Your peers kind of help you stratify and kind of understand where you are in the world, I think.
Yeah, to some extent. And we're awfully blessed to be here. You know, people like Saluki Nation is a great place, and like I said, we're blessed to be a part of it. All of us, all of Southern Illinois, should be blessed to have this university here. And you mentioned it, not only athletics, you know, academics, and some of the great people that have
like
come through here.
Buckminster
Fuller, absolutely,
Fuller.
Absolutely.
Right. And, I mean, phenomenal guy.
And you talk about our aviation program and our debate team and all those. I mean, there's a lot of
Bill
good stuff.
Bill Norwood.
Yeah,
first
absolutely.
Black African American pilot. I mean, literally using that. And what I like about that is some of those people are still out there, and
absolutely.
They haven't forgotten you, and they donate for the memorabilia. Might I mention Walt Frazier? That they remember, and
absolutely.
They give, and they support.
Well, and that's how we do it. I mean, the people ask all the time, how do we get these items? We have over 50 auction items again, and it's our friends, our former players. I was just mentioned earlier that on the other station that we have an autographed NBA All-Star game jersey from Anthony Davis of the Pelicans. That come from Sean Kelly, who's the play-by-play guy for the Pelicans, and is a Saluki. Did some radio baseball.
Was my sports guy for about 4 years.
Yeah,
I'm responsible for me and Reese for training that young
well,
man.
Well, you did well because he's, you know, people don't realize that. Here's a guy that's doing play-by-play in the NBA and the head strength coach for the San Francisco Giants, the former Saluki baseball player. And he gets this stuff, collects this stuff for us all year and gets it to us. And so we're very fortunate to have a lot of connections out there and former Salukis have done some great things.
As a matter of fact, I took him out for his 21st birthday on St. Patrick's Day to Murfreesboro.
Is that right?
The St. Patrick's Day Festival.
Yeah, he's still a good man.
The swelling has gone down since that event. But you look, Ernie Banks, Nolan Ryan, Pete Rose, Adam Wainwright, Jason Frazier, Ozzie Smith, tickets to the Cubs, if we can, and the Cards, if you can outbid Ray Burroughs. Ray's got his eyes on those tickets every year. And Hickory Ridge Public Golf Center, Gateway National Golf Course. You literally, this... I want to buy it all, but it's like going to the museum before you have a fish dinner.
It really is, and it's kind of fun, and I know a lot of people enjoy. We line all the items up, and as you walk in to eat, and even for me, and I obviously don't buy anything, but as the stuff starts rolling in early in the spring, and I start looking at this stuff, it's exciting for me. I mean, Ozzie Smith jersey, the Jason Frazier, you know, is a former Saluki and or a Saluki, you know, played for us, and has a autographed Kansas City Royals game worn jersey, and that was a World Series team. And
yeah.
So the Walt Frazier basketball, and
then Ken trying to buy that Tom Brady jersey out of Mexico was probably a little shaky deal,
yeah,
but
that might be that.
But it also financed the program for about 50
years. Yeah, we would need 50 items. We need one item if we had that one. So
and it'd be paddles with people on phones in very dark corners.
Absolutely.
You look at this program. When it comes to this Friday night, this is going to be going on the Carbondale Civic Center. It starts at 5, and, you know, one of the first things that Ken and any other coach knows is it takes a lot of good team members to have a good team. And for this event, one of your big team members is the Coors Light Cooking Crew.
Absolutely. Steve Blyer and his crew, and just a great group of guys who've 21 years now. They've been with us every single year for 21 years. I remember we started in the Elks Club all those years ago. We down moved to the Carbondale Civic Center, but they've been outside no matter what the weather is, frying that fish on the spot. So it's fresh. It's catfish. And I'm looking forward to eating myself.
Ken goes out and does quality control.
Absolutely. That's just job number one. One for me.
You got to get this done. How much does it cost for me?
$10 for adults, $5 for children, all you can eat.
Yeah.
You know, the fried catfish, coleslaw, potato salad, all the stuff that goes with it, and soft drinks, and again, all you can eat, and all the profits go to Saluki Baseball.
And they make the good salad too.
Coleslaw, we got that hot coleslaw. Sauce. We'll have that hot sauce. I know that's a big thing.
For me, Louisiana red hot sauce and a slice of onion and breath mint. They also do carryouts.
Yes.
How do you do that? If somebody wants a carry-out meal in Carbondale, what do you call?
Just show up and we'll give you. Show up. We'll give you a carry-out container. You go through the line and get as much or whatever you want, and fill yourself and get it and take it home. But we have that. But we hope you also stay around for the auction, which starts promptly at 7:00. So you can eat anytime from 5 to 8. And the thing about the auction is it's an auctioneer. It's not a silent auction. I mean, you get a number, you get a paddle, and that for me, that's a lot of the fun of it is watching these people bid against each other. Oh, absolutely! And
that crack about Ray Burrows, that was based in fact. Over the years that I was there, I'm like, oh well, I'm not getting the Cardinals tickets.
Yeah, it's fun.
And Cubs tickets.
You see kids bidding. I mean, I know for years my kids before they grew up, my wife would give them an allowance and a number, and they would be bidding against some adult trying to get something. And
you notice he mentioned allowance first.
She would definitely grab their arms when it got a little high. So
I've seen that happen. What do you do with the money, Coach?
Well, it just goes to offset our expenses for the spring, travel, equipment, anything that we might need. It's getting more and more expensive, obviously, to do the things that we need to do for our players, for our program, and this just offsets those expenses, allows us to go on some trips and get some equipment and things like that.
You started me thinking a couple of moments ago when you talked about 21 years, the length of time you spent with the program. I mean, 21 years, man. Okay, how is coaching and the people that you coach, the young men, changed in 21 years?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They've changed a great deal. And I kind of get frustrated when people talk about kids changing. And
you're talking about snowflakes, aren't you? And the use of that word?
Yes.
Because not everybody is. We should know because we were kids once too.
Sure.
And I try to remember this very often. When you're young, you do things and say things that, you know, you did it, I did it, we're always going to do it. Sure. But when it comes to this program, not everybody's a snowflake that wants to go take a nap and pet a dog because they've had a trial.
Right.
Which is really, I got to tell you, athletics is one of the programs that makes people like that.
Sure.
We used to call it toughing it up and thicken that skin up and making a man out of you. And that was probably a mistake, but we didn't know. But it does help you learn winners, losers, and trying hard, team discipline, and that you can be good at something and accomplish something. And that gets understated when it comes to athletics and what it contributes to the young people growing up.
Especially in a college environment. And I've said this to recruits. I said it to a lot of people. Our number one priority is not to win baseball games. It's to prepare young men for the real world. And we're going to, you know, if you do that and you do it well, then you're going to win a lot of baseball games. And I understand that people are going to say, well, that's your job. You get paid to win baseball games. But if we're not teaching these kids about real life and preparing them, then we're missing something in the educational part of it. And,
what do you think? What do you think athletics has taught you personally?
Handle adversity. You work for people that you don't necessarily always like, but you better handle it right and work with them side by side, and just the team part of it. And I'm still learning. I mean, I've been at SIU for 27 years, and it's amazing the things that I'm learning yearly. And it's an ongoing process. And I think we have the best classroom on campus. I think athletics and my sport in baseball, what kids are learning.
I didn't know it until much later, though. I didn't know it until long afterwards, until, quite frankly, I didn't like a couple of coaches.
Right.
Gene Hale. It's fun to run. No, it ain't, Coach.
I think that's a big part of it, and a great point, Tom, is that, you know, it's amazing. And I remember, I think Coach Kyle was the best I've ever been around at preparing people for the real world. And sometimes that requires some tough love, but he was the best I've ever been around. At, you know, somebody may not like him or may be upset with him when he played. But guys that come back in 4, 5, 10 years and absolutely love that guy and would do anything in the world
because
for it.
Because they put one and one together
absolutely.
By that time.
They figured it out. They figured out that this guy had my best interest and really cared about me and wanted to prepare me for the real world. And now I'm successful and I have a good life. And it's a lot of it is because of what that guy taught me. And yeah. I think that's important and something that's quite frankly lost.
You know, when it comes to me in sports, it's a very simple distilled fact. Get up. You got knocked down, yeah, played a lot of football.
Absolutely.
Get up. You hurt, get up.
Yes.
Because getting up, everything comes after that. Once you know how to do that, everything else falls in place. All you got to do is get up, man. Don't lay there. Get up.
Good point.
It's a nice, simple point. You got your bell rung, get up.
Absolutely.
And it happens to everybody on a pretty regular
basis. One way or another, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I wonder if all learning has to be painful.
Well, I don't know if all of it does, but I think there's a part of it that is part of it.
At the very least, uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes, without a doubt. And
Or maybe it's not learning if it's not.
Handling adversity and overcoming and finding a way, and that's obviously a part of it.
Yeah. Hey, and then there's the whole living longer because you take better care of yourself. We didn't even talk about that. 7:32, Coach. Here's the thing, Coach. Ken Henderson and the rest of the team will be there. And a lot of people who are great supporters. If you want to meet some wonderful people, you will find them at this fish fry. I've met some of the greatest people, and just I don't want to leave.
Yeah, I think one of the great, and that's why we've done it for 21 years, Tom, is because it's not because
social.
Of baseball or because of, it's a fish fry. I mean, there's fish fries all over the place, but it's because of the great people of Southern Illinois and the fans and the donors, and it's because it's in a family event. You get such a wide array of people, and our players are there, and I enjoy talking with people. Our players enjoy talking with the fans because they don't, you know, all you see them is on the field and in a uniform and a cap, and all of a sudden here they are, and they're sitting around and they're talking to people and they're talking to kids, and it's one of the true or few fundraisers that's open to everybody,
and it validates them. And what they're doing out on the field. And people go, wow, you've been watching? I didn't know. You get in the bottle and you don't realize what you're doing. The annual fish fry is coming up this Friday. Starts 5 o'clock, Carbondale Civic Center. The memorabilia auctions get started about
7.
Okay, so 5 to 7. Fuel up on fish. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of great accoutrement, little side dishes here and there. You want to pick up on this. Great group out of the Coors Light Cooking Crew who have been with you since the first one I went was the Civic Center, so I never went to the Oaks one. It was a little long.
It was only there for 1 or 2 years before we moved, but the Coors Light Cooking Crew has been with us since those
days.
The
beginning?
Used to cook it in the alley behind the Elks Club, so
yeah.
we've upgraded in terms of facilities, but it's still the same good food.
Hey, Ken, good luck.
Thank you, Tom.
And good
appreciate
season, too, pal.
Appreciate
right.
it.
Thank